the train finally arrived in the outskirts of St. Petersburg, which in those days was the capital city of Russia, ruled over by Tsar Nikolai, a vicious despot who was cruel and heartless. Christoph realized that once the train would enter the great depot in St. Petersburg, it would be impossible for him to escape. And so he leaped from the train as it slowed in the outskirts of St. Petersburg and hid in a cornfield. In the meantime, the train arrived in St. Petersburg.
Okay, Itzigal, I will accompany you to the camp. I will introduce you to all the officers, and then you will take over.
Yes, sir. Your wish is my command. And as soon as you're not looking, I'm gonna try to get out of this place.
What did you say?
I said your wish is my command, and as soon as you're not looking, I'm gonna fix up this place.
Very good, Itzigal, very good.
They were transported by magnificent wagons to the St. Petersburg army camp. The general gave the order for the entire camp to line up, and he introduced their new commandant to them.
Gentlemen, this is your new leader, Major Colonel Itzigal Rabinovich.
Hundreds of thousands of soldiers saluted, staring with curiosity at their new leader. They had no idea that he was a Jew. And had they known, they may have very well broken ranks and tried to kill him. Itzigal immediately took control. He marched up and down between the columns, giving orders.
Okay. Stand straighter, sir.
Yes, General. Major Colonel. I'm standing very straight.
Let me see your gun.
Yes, you can see my gun. It's right here.
Why are you holding it upside down?
Well, because I think so that when you are ready to use the gun, you point that hole right at your nose.
Of course you do, if you want to shoot yourself in the head. Now turn the gun the other way and open it up.
Open it, what?
You don't know how to open the gun? Are you joking?
No, we was never given instructions how to do that.
I want to see every officer lining up his soldiers and teaching them how to open the guns right now.
Major Colonel? Right this very moment?
Of course. You have 2 hours. And then we will line up again and I will inspect all the guns.
Yes, sir. We will do it immediately at once.
The general smiled with enjoyment as he watched Itzigal take control over his new camp.
You see, I was right. Itzigal is the man for the job.
The general once more boarded the train to head back to his offices in Moscow. And now Itzigal was left alone in the St. Petersburg camp. Itzigal himself tried his best to communicate with his father without getting caught by the censors who opened each and every letter, even letters from high-ranking officers, and read the contents. Any letter which contained material which might be considered to be disloyal to the Tsar would cause the writer of that letter to land in a jail cell very quickly, or worse. Itzigal sent a message to his father with Fischl from Chenchkovitsk, the train engineer. The message said as follows.
Ta, whenever I write you a letter in black ink, it means I'm telling the truth. And whenever I write in red ink, that means I'm not telling the truth, but I have no choice because the censors are going to catch me saying the truth.
Itzigal sent a long letter to his father, written in black ink, about how delightful things were in the Russian army camp, about how easy it was to keep mitzvahs and Torah, about how the Russians cooperated so beautifully with him, about how they did everything they could to accommodate him and to help him and the rest of the Jewish soldiers. Itzikl's father read the letter, and he couldn't believe it.
Wait, something doesn't make sense. Wait a minute, what's this P.S. here at the bottom? P.S.
Ta, please forgive my writing this letter in black ink, because I ran out of red ink.
That makes a lot more sense. Oh, I really hope one day to see him again.
Itzikl himself sat in his office many a morning, hours before dawn, pining and yearning for his days in yeshiva, searching and seeking for a way to escape.
There has to be a way for me to get out of here. I must get out of this place and go back to yeshiva.
As soon as he was able to, he sought out the Jewish soldiers and confided to them secretly that he himself was not just Jewish, but was Erlich and Frum. He kept kosher, he kept Shabbos, and all of the rest of the 613 mitzvahs. The Jewish soldiers, by now, had forgotten everything because they had been imprisoned in the Russian army for so many years. Most of them couldn't even remember their Lashon Kodesh names, and they went by Russian names: Gregory, Felix, Vasily, Boris. But Itzikl covertly managed to make sessions with the Jewish soldiers to remind them about their glorious heritage. Things became very different in the St. Petersburg Russian army camp, except for one little problem. A little problem named Stanislav. Itzikl watched Stanislav like a hawk, so it was hard for Stanislav to make a move. But one Friday night, when Itzikl snuck off to daven with the Jewish soldiers, Stanislav realized that this was his moment.